Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
Thanksgiving break starts today for a lot of folks. So does that travel rush. Right now at 6, you're looking live at RDU and out on the roads as our team gets you ready for what will be a busy week in the travel industry.
Hey, can I called an Uber and I'm supposed to be waiting for it.
Plus, new video in the last 45 minutes shows the moments before the man charged with killing five people at a holiday parade is taken into custody.
And a freezing start to our morning right now as you look live at Durham. How long the cold is expected to stick around. It is Tuesday, November 23rd, and it is cold 2 days before Thanksgiving. There's no doubt about it. Right at the freezing mark right now. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. I suppose you could say good timing. We've been enjoying some warm days this fall, and the cooler weather folks like, we want some colder air. Well, here it is. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
I think we can please almost everybody in this 7-day forecast. We're going to see some mild days, some cold temperatures. We just don't have any snow in the forecast. 32 is our current temperature, and right now the winds are calm, but we are seeing a light breeze in places. As we started the newscast a little while ago, we talked about what the temperatures are out there in terms of the wind chill. And we'll touch on that again in just a little while. 27 in Roxboro, 28 in Henderson, 28 in South Hill, 29 in Roanoke Rapids, 28 in Lewisburg. So up near the Virginia line, pretty much everybody's in the 20s. And it's 26 down in Siler City, too. We take a look at 34 in Irwin, 36 Fayetteville, 36 in Clinton. But it's 31 in Southern Pines right now. So it's cold, but it will be even colder tomorrow. We're looking at temperatures about 20 degrees colder this morning than they were yesterday. So that may be a little bit of a shock, but we'll drop it about 10 more degrees for tomorrow morning. A little bit of a breeze. Our winds are going to be up to 10 miles per hour out of the northwest this afternoon, and that's going to make it feel nippy because our temperatures are going to be awfully chilly. We'll hit mid-40s by lunchtime and just hold it there through the afternoon. I know a lot of folks are planning to travel. We'll take a look at the rest of the week across the country and let you know what's happening. Brian?
Elizabeth here at 601. We take a live look at I-40 near 440 between Garner and Raleigh. The headlights you see there are westbound on I-40 coming in from Jones Sausage Road heading up to the Beltline interchange. And so far, the ride through Garner on 40 westbound delay free at just 9 minutes from 42 to 440. It is quiet all over the triangle right now with very light traffic volume. Two minor crashes I'm following in Raleigh right now, and it's likely they already have cleared. One on New Hope at Wallingford, another on Western at Hunt. Not seeing any delays with those at this point. And in Durham, all your major routes are looking fine. Jeff.
Thanks, Brian. Here we go. Today, tomorrow, and Sunday expected to be the three busiest travel days of the year. This is a live look at RDU right now, where hundreds of thousands of people are expected to pass through those gates before the end of this weekend. That's where we find WRAL's Casey Cunningham. Casey, how's it looking for you so far?
Good morning, Jeff. Well, first, I want to show you there are so many signs that holiday travel has officially started here at RDU. You can see the menorah is up. We've also got the Christmas tree up. The good news is, though, when we last checked in with you right around 5:30 this morning, the security line was wrapped around the entire building. You can see here it's pretty much down to just this front part over here and seems to be moving pretty slowly. So while there are a lot of travelers, everything seems to be moving pretty quickly. We've also been talking with some of the travelers who are getting a head start this year, especially because they say they opted for Thanksgiving at home last year because of the growing number of COVID cases. This year, they're getting an early start.
Well, the reason we're traveling this year is because we couldn't travel last year. So this is a continuation of a trip that we planned last year, and we're excited. We're meeting family that are in Florida.
They're also traveling with a big group of family members, 16 family members that they did not get to see last year because of Thanksgiving, but will get to see this year, which is very exciting for that family. We're hearing the same thing from a lot of travelers. RDU expects to more than double the holiday travelers this year as compared to last year. Another thing we want to let you know is that Sunday is expected to be the busiest day when people are returning home from Thanksgiving travel. So definitely leave yourself plenty of time at the airport if you are flying back home. RDU officials say 2 hours should be a good time. Casey Cunningham, WRAL News. We're live at RDU.
Casey, thanks. If you're traveling by car, you can expect high gasoline prices at the pump. The average price per gallon in North Carolina is $3.20. It's slightly higher in the Raleigh area, $3.23, but both of those prices are lower than the national average, which is at $3.40. And if you are traveling or expecting guests for the holiday, you can track both fuel and flight prices nationwide in the WRL News app. Search Flight Tracker or Fuel Tracker.
New this morning, doorbell video showing the suspect in the Wisconsin Christmas parade tragedy moments before his arrest. WRL's Michelle McConaughey is here now. And Michelle, what does that video show?
Well, Renee, we got our first look at this new doorbell video obtained by NBC just about an hour ago. It shows the suspect, Daryl Brooks Jr., on the front porch of a nearby home asking a stranger for help getting an Uber.
Hey. I called an Uber, and I'm supposed to be waiting for it over here, but I don't know when it's coming. Can you call it for me, please? I'm homeless.
Moments later, you hear police tell Brooks to put up his hands. The video does not show the arrest. Brooks will be in court for his first appearance later today. The district attorney plans to formally charge the 39-year-old with 5 counts of intentional homicide. More charges are possible later. And at a vigil last night, the 5 people who died Sunday were remembered. They range in age from 52 to 81. Nearly 50 other people were hurt. Waukesha's police chief says right now, no motive is known.
Investigations that indicate that there's any type of domestic or national type of terrorism. We can tell you that there was some type of disturbance that we suspect was between the suspect and another individual or individuals at a different location just prior to the incident.
And the streets in downtown Waukesha, where this all unfolded, have reopened. Brooks' court appearance is scheduled for 4 p.m. in Wisconsin. That's 5 p.m. our time. The hearing will be streamed online.
Today, jurors will hear from prosecutors one last time before they decide the fate of the 3 men charged with the murder of Ahmaud Arbery. You can watch closing arguments resume at 8:30 this morning on WRL.com and on our news app. Prosecutors say the 3 men on trial chased down and killed Arbery as he was taking a jog with no good reason to suspect him of a crime. The defense argued Arbery is responsible for what happened, prompting his family to walk out of the courtroom yesterday.
Turning Ahmaud Arbery into a victim after the choices that he made does not reflect the reality.
After those men in that courtroom assassinated their child, now they're sitting here assassinating his character.
If convicted, the 3 men on trial face a life sentence.
Turning now to the pandemic, starting today, people 18 and up can get a booster shot in Wake County. The Public Health Department is making the shots available to all adults, but keep in mind you will need an appointment. Durham and Orange counties already have their boosters available with no appointment needed. Walgreens and CVS are both offering boosters. You can find a full list of vaccination sites where you live at WRL.com. Just go to the coronavirus page. Our WRL data trackers are keeping a close eye on COVID cases in North Carolina as the numbers trend up. You can see from this curve, on average, daily new infections have been increasing for more than a week. At the same time, more people are getting vaccinated. 11% of children ages 5 to 11 have had their first shot. The same goes for 94% of all North Carolinians 65 and older.
I-40 East is back open near Chapel Hill Road in Raleigh this morning after a chase and a crash. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was there as Highway Patrol responded to that crash around 10:30 last night. Troopers say this did start as a chase, and then the wreck that followed shut down 3 lanes of traffic. We have reached out to find out more about what happened, and we're waiting to hear back on what prompted the chase and if anyone was hurt.
A staffing shortage at the Durham County Sheriff's Office is prompting action. County commissioners just signed off on a plan to hire a private security company to man screening checkpoints at the courthouse and the jail. Those working at the jail will mostly be armed. Those at the courthouse will not be. Former Sheriff Mike Andrews says he's worried about liability.
Does somebody overreact to a situation? And who assumes the liability when something of that nature occurs?
Current Sheriff Clarence Burkhead declined to comment on this story. Right now, 10% of deputy positions at the Durham County Sheriff's Office are vacant. 30% of detention officer positions are open.
President Biden will focus on inflation today as he addresses the American people. President will speak at 2 p.m. about the high prices we're seeing at the gas pump and in stores. A recent Washington Post report suggests he'll go after corporations for their role in raising prices. The president's speech comes one day after he met with troops at Fort Bragg.
Folks, I want to thank not only you warriors, I want to thank your families, because they stand and wait. And I know how hard it is to have someone who's not at the table on a holiday.
His late son, Beau, served in the National Guard. Both Biden and the First Lady helped serve dinner to the troops. Coming up on 610 right now on your Tuesday, it's a first-of-its-kind test to protect our planet. Just ahead, what to expect as NASA launches a rocket straight toward an asteroid.
Plus, security is tight ahead of this year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
But we take it seriously, and we're in a high state of preparation for sure.
Just ahead, how the parade tragedy in Wisconsin is influencing New York City, with just days to go until its own holiday celebration.
And today's going to feel chilly. Temperatures only in the mid-40s and a little bit breezy. But a big transition by Thanksgiving Day to much warmer temperatures. I'll show you what will change coming up.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, the Weather 8 certified most accurate forecast.
612, just a little hint of daylight there along the horizon in Sanford. Our skies are clear. Temperatures have been dropping. When we have clear skies, we don't have any cloud cover to hold in any of that daytime heating. So it all escapes into the atmosphere pretty rapidly. And we continue to cool until the sun comes up and starts warming us again. So it's about as cold as it's going to get. We may hit 7 o'clock with temperatures that are just a degree or two colder. 29 in Roanoke Rapids, 32 in Durham, Raleigh, as well as Wilson and Rocky Mount, and 35 in Goldsboro. It's nice and clear out there. But definitely you're going to want gloves as you're walking the dogs, holding on to that leash. And temperatures are going to stay cool all day, mid-40s, with a little bit of a breeze later on in the afternoon. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to talk about our travel forecast across the country if you're headed out.
Breaking news from overnight. Authorities in Bulgaria are launching an investigation after a bus crash left 45 people dead. The bus crashed early this morning and then caught on fire. Investigators say children are among the victims. At least 7 people survived and were taken to the hospital. Officials have not said what led up to the wreck.
New this morning, medical experts are working to figure out how the daughter of civil rights leader Malcolm X died. Police say Malika Shabazz was found unresponsive inside her home in Brooklyn last night. The 56-year-old was later pronounced dead. Officers don't think her death is suspicious, but haven't released a cause. The news comes less than a week after 2 men convicted of killing her father were exonerated. Shabazz has lived in North Carolina in the past.
Following the deaths at this week's Christmas parade in Wisconsin, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says he's not taking any chances when it comes to safety at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade.
We've dealt with a lot of threats previously. At this moment, there's no credible and specific threat to New York City. But we take it seriously, and we're in a high state of preparation for sure.
De Blasio says the city has planned carefully for the parade, which is returning to its pre-pandemic setup after being canceled last year. WRAL is the place to be for all your Thanksgiving morning traditions, with that Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade starting at 9 a.m. It's followed by the National Dog Show at noon. It's all on Thanksgiving Day here on WRAL.
A longtime advisor to former President Trump is responding to an order to testify before lawmakers investigating the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol.
Well, I'm not worried about it because I know nothing whatsoever about it. On the other hand, as one who was framed for lying to Congress, I would probably assert my Fifth Amendment right and decline to be interviewed.
That's Roger Stone, who Trump pardoned on charges of lying to Congress while in office. Stone is one of several allies of the former president who've been subpoenaed by House lawmakers.
And I'm Micaiah Thurman here in the WOEL Live Center. As Elizabeth mentioned, we are staying on top of your Thanksgiving week travel forecast. The good news, if you're headed out through RDU or expecting family in, there have been no delays or cancellations to report as of today. Everything appears to be on time here locally. But we do want to give you a look at FlightAware. This tracks flights all around the country. This is what they call the misery map. As you can see, we are seeing mostly green at all of our major airports. There just some very minor delays, about 28 nationwide. Back to you.
Thanks, Micaiah. This morning, we'll learn which North Carolinians will be honored for their work to improve our state. Attorney General Josh Stein will hand out 36 Dogwood Awards. The prize goes to those who tackle issues including sexual assault, addiction, pollution, and inequity in the criminal justice system. Today's ceremony begins at 10:30 at the Department of Justice in Raleigh.
You can brighten your holiday season with our second annual WRL Nights of Lights. This COVID-safe event begins just 3 days. There's the countdown. Enjoy light displays featuring Santa's playful elves and the WRL North Pole Workshop along the 1.3-mile route through Dorothea Dix Park. Find tickets for this event running November 26th through December 24th by going to WRL.com/lights. And we are helping you make your light hanging process as pain-free as possible. How many lights can you really string together? Tonight at 5, 5 on Your Side's Monica LaLiberty gets the answer from a Christmas light expert and shares a possible quick fix for those broken lights we all have.
New this morning, NASA is delaying the launch of a rocket that will take aim at an asteroid. The DART mission was scheduled to happen tonight, but will instead launch tomorrow just before 1:30 a.m. NASA is using the spacecraft for the first big test of our planetary defense system. It will be intentionally crashed into an asteroid in hopes of redirecting it.
This is the first test for us to develop a tool to protect us from incoming hazards from deep space. The technology that we're developing here, we think in the future could save lives and protect property here on Earth.
The asteroid is about as tall as the Washington Monument in D.C., but scientists say it does not pose a danger to Earth, even if the test goes wrong. We'll see what happens with that test. Pretty amazing technology, Elizabeth, that NASA's doing to prevent a catastrophe of asteroids coming to the Earth.
Yeah, that's right. It reminds you of all those space movies, doesn't it? But there are indications that asteroids have hit Earth in the past and possibly caused some major issues. So it'll be nice to know that we'll have the technology to stop that potentially in the future. Beautiful lights here are really starting to pop up all across our area. The Christmas tree there in front of Memorial Auditorium looking lovely this morning. And I've noticed some of my neighbors starting to put their decorations up. It looks beautiful. What a pretty time of year. This high pressure system will build in and continue to bring us sunshine, but it's also funneling in some colder air from the north, and that's going to make it feel really chilly for us this afternoon. This high pressure system followed by another, though, is going to keep things pretty quiet for us across the country. There is a low pressure system that's moving up into Seattle with some rain there, but most of our travel spots across the country are going to be pretty quiet. Now, by the time we get to late Thursday into Friday, we have a cold front, and this one could have some impacts if you're planning to travel, say, on Thanksgiving Day or Friday, especially farther to the west if you're headed, say, along the Mississippi Valley area. This high pressure system keeps our weather really nice, though, for Thanksgiving Day. The high begins to slide eastward and southward and pushing in a flow coming out of the south. So temperatures are going to bump back from 40s today to 60s for Thursday, and we're going to see plenty of sunshine. There's lunchtime. We'll move it all the way out to 8 or 9 o'clock, and we're still seeing clear skies. But eventually, this front will pick up and move on through. The timeline on that is going to be early in the morning on Friday. There's 3 a.m. We'll push it on through, and it's out of here by about 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning. So if you're one of those people who likes to head out really early on Friday for Black Friday deals, it may be messy, it may be chilly, it may be wet, but it's not going to affect most of the day. Again, by mid to late morning, that rain is over, and Friday afternoon looks fine. It's a 30% chance of rain, and that's the next best chance. Really our very best chance in the next 5 days. Let's take a look at the country. We're going to see that system that's up in the Pacific Northwest bringing some snow showers to the Rockies. Tomorrow, everything looks really quiet, though. Tomorrow's going to be one of the big travel days. Temperatures are mild in the Midwest with temperatures in the 60s. And then this front develops, and Thursday morning, it's along the Mississippi Valley, and then it moves eastward and across our area early Friday morning, and then it's all done. Some snow up around the Great Lakes and into the Northeast with that system, and that's mainly going to be Thursday and to Friday. We take a look at our forecast. 60 is our normal high temperature for Thanksgiving Day, and 38 is the normal low. 78 is the warmest, and 42 is the coolest high that we've seen. It's going to be nice, though, for us looking at 62 in the afternoon on Thanksgiving Day with plenty of sunshine. Again, we'll have that quick cut chance of a shower on Friday. Friday evening for Nights of Lights, it looks nice. Temperatures will be in the 40s and skies will be clearing.
Elizabeth, it is now 6:20 as we take a look at traffic this morning. Going to start off on the eastern side of Wake County in the quiet scene out at 64 at Edgemont Road. This is between Lizard Lick Road and where 64 turns into 87 there at the 64 Business Interchange. The headlights are westbound and no delays coming in from Zebulon toward Wendell and Knightdale this morning. A couple of minor crashes in Raleigh, one reported on Raleigh Boulevard at Oakwood Avenue and another still reported out at Western Boulevard at Hunt Drive, but at this point we're not seeing delays with either of those crashes. Major routes around Raleigh are looking fine, and as we take a look at the western side of the triangle, Durham, Chapel Hill, and Hillsborough this morning, 85 and I-40, all clear through there. Renee?
Brian, thanks. Hundreds of students at NC State are forced out of their dorms. Coming up, hear from those who watched as their residence hall became unlivable in the span of just a few minutes.
Plus, how the woman behind a failed blood testing startup is defending her actions as she takes the stand in a federal trial that could land her decades of prison time.
Then ahead on today, the CEO of United Airlines speaks about the challenges companies face as a holiday travel rush begins.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
NBA star LeBron James won't be on the court tonight as a punishment.
This is a follow-up story, and it's what's trending this morning. The NBA suspended James for one game for, quote, recklessly hitting Pistons center Isaiah Stewart on Sunday. Yeah, Stewart is suspended for two games, by the way, for escalating this situation on the court. James and Stewart will be facing off again next week and not exchanging Christmas cards, I imagine, but
it'd be a little awkward.
Yeah, only the second time in LeBron's career he's been thrown out of a game. They both got ejected. I don't know. James got one game, pretty much punched him in the face. But Stewart did escalate the thing, keep it going. So,
well, when the brawl turns bloody, I guess there are consequences.
Yeah.
Clearly, Dwayne The Rock Johnson wants to be the next James Bond. In an interview with Esquire, the actor says he wants to follow in his grandfather's footsteps. You see, his grandpa appeared briefly as a villain in the 1967 Bond film, You Only Live Twice. But The Rock says, no, I don't want to be the villain. I want to be the guy. I wonder how his British accent is.
He's done everything else. Why not jump into this? I think he'd be a stud.
Totally. I think he has good acting chops.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll right. See.
Also new this morning, heartbreak for the Carolina Hurricanes last night. Tough matchup out west against San Jose.
Flat sends it down to Hurdle. Shot saved by Ronta. And Barabanov scores!
Yeah, you never want to hear that horn in the Shark Tank. They scored against the Canes in overtime. They win it 2-1. The Canes' third loss of the season. They do grab that point for making it to the extra frame.
Happening today, an original manuscript from Albert Einstein will be up for sale. Einstein's manuscript on the theory of relativity is hitting the auction block in Paris. It's expected to sell for between $2 and $3 million. The theory of relativity is said to be one of Einstein's most notable discoveries.
Happening in just a few hours, Wake County Clinics will be opening up and administering booster shots for the first time for all adults. Coming up, we're going to tell you the requirements the county is giving to those before they head here.
And good morning. We're live here at RDU, where holiday travel has officially started. Up next, I'll tell you why travelers say they're getting a head start on their Thanksgiving travel.
And it's a cold start with temperatures down near freezing this morning, and it stays chilly all day at 46 degrees. But we'll see a shift in our weather pattern to bring us a nice mild day on Thursday. I'll show you what changes coming up.